at the costumes. My horde flooded onto the plain. Still no sign anyone in Stormguard was interested. I sent for Mergen and the Standard. The way people thought about the company here in the south, maybe Stormguard would surrender without a fight. Lady looked terrible in her life-taker rig. I supposed I looked as grim. They were effective outfits. They would have scared me had I seen them coming at me. Mogaba, Ochiba, and Sindawe invited themselves along. They had dolled up in stuff they'd worn in Gayasli. They looked pretty fierce themselves. Mogaba told me, "I want to see those walls, too." "Sure." Then here came Goblin and One-Eye. In an instant I saw that Goblin had had the idea, and One-Eye had decided to go lest Goblin somehow get ahead on points. "No clowning, you guys. Understand?" Goblin grinned his big frog grin. "Sure, Croaker, sure. You know me." "That's the trouble. I know you both." Goblin faked bruised feelings. "You guys make these costumes look good, hear?" "You'll strike terror to the roots of their souls," One Eye promised. "They'll flee from the walls, screaming." "Sure they will." "Everybody ready?" They were. "Around it from the right," I told Mergen. "At the canter. As close as you dare." He rode out. Lady and I followed 20 yards behind. As I got started, 2 monster crows plopped down on my shoulders. A flock came out of the hills and raced ahead, circling the city. We got close enough to see the scramble on the walls, and impressive walls they were, at least 40 feet high. What nobody had bothered to mention was that the city was built upon a mound that raised it another 40 feet above the plain. This was going to be a bitch. A few arrows wobbled out and fell short. Finesse. Cunning. Trickery. Only a dip would go up against those walls, Croaker. I had had liberated prisoners work up maps. I had a good idea of the city's layout. 4 gates. 4 paved roads approached from the points of the compass rose, like spokes of a wheel. Nasty barbicans and towers protected the gates. More towers along the wall for laying enfilading fire along its face. Not pleasant. It was very quiet up on those walls. They had one eye on us and one on the horde still pouring out of the hills, wondering where the hell we all came from. We got us a little surprise south of Stormguard. There was a military camp there, a big one set maybe 400 yards from the city wall. "Oh, shit," I said, and yelled at Mergen. He misunderstood. On purpose, probably, though I'll never prove it. He kicked his mount into a gallop and headed for the gap between. Arrows rose from the wall and camp. Miraculously, they fell without doing any harm. I glanced back as we entered the throat of the gap. That little shit Goblin was standing on his saddle. He was bent over with his pants down, telling the world what he thought of the Shadow Masters and their boys. Naturally, those folks took exception. As they say in the chanson, the sky darkened with arrows. I was certain fate would take its cut now, but we had moved far and fast enough. The arrow storm fell behind us. Goblin howled mockingly. That irritated somebody bigger. A bolt of lightning from nowhere struck ahead, ripping a steaming hole in the turf. Mergen leapt it. So did I, with my stomach creeping toward my throat.